Here's a Sagicor Early Business Exclusive. The financially beleaguered Apes Hill Club in Barbados has been saved from collapse after months of agonizing discussions among its bondholders. We understand that the Mia Motley administration has brokered a deal that will see a major injection of capital into the project by a wealthy Canadian who has significant interests here. He is Glenn Shimandy, the president and CEO of Gildan, the Christchurch-based international clothing and apparel company. Another of his companies is putting up some $25 million Barbados dollars for the golf course and its related development. Apes Hill's future has been hanging in the balance for about 12 months now, uncertainty that caused 100 workers on the project to be sent home back in May as it came to a complete halt because there was no more money to keep it going. In the meantime, the bondholders were deadlocked on accepting an offer which, over the past year, has seen as many as 5 persons or entities vying for the chance to own the property. Sources say that in the end, it has gone to the highest bidder. Apes Hill Development SRL, an Apes Hill club, was established in October of 2005 under the Societies and Restrictive Liability Act. The society was 2/3 owned by C.O. Williams Investments Incorporated and 1/3 by a company called LMI Caribbean Limited. The principal activity was said to be property development, with the golf course starting in 2005 and property sales the following year. Apes Hill Golf Club was opened in December of 2009, transforming what was formerly Apes Hill Plantation and Dairy Farm into what is now a major tourism concept. But all back then, it courted controversy. There were those who felt that the then Democratic Labour Party administration was taking too big a risk when the National Insurance Scheme pumped some $19 million into assisting with the building of a clubhouse. The developers argued that they needed it to assist with encouraging more people to build properties there. NIS went ahead and became one of the bondholders, apparently persuaded by the argument that it was a good project for its own diversification of local investment. But who are the other bondholders? They are Republic Bank, which was the biggest of them, First Citizens Bank, Ansa Macau Merchant Bank, and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited. We are told that together they sunk some $80 million Barbados dollars into this project, but they eventually found themselves supporting a concept that did not live up to expectations for various reasons. Some link the failure to the financial crisis of 2008. Others suggest that challenges with the golf course itself were among the problems faced. A major reason why it is said that the matter took this long to find a solution was because the bondholders needed to have a 75% majority vote, and this was difficult to achieve until government stepped in to broker the deal which has now been reached. But the bondholders are paying a high price. They are all suffering a 70% haircut or loss on the money they injected into the project, and that includes the NIS. However, our understanding is that instead of trying to get cash, the NIS is seeking equity in a revived Apes Hill, which will now be in the hands of a man who is seen as having a good track record in Barbados over the years. Gildan has been operating here since 1999 when it started with 6 employees and now has some 300 people working there, most of whom are Barbadian, with plans for further expansion. The expectation is that Mr. Shimandy will be moving swiftly to resuscitate the Apes Hill project by first rectifying the challenges that have been faced with the golf course that has been deteriorating over the several months that the project's future has been up in the air. But before we get there, we also understand that there's another deal that has to be finalized. The water for the golf course at Apes Hill was owned by another of the companies of Sir Charles Williams. There is an offer on the table for that water as well. We are told that there's every likelihood, though, that this will also be settled, paving the way for Apes Hill to get going again and saving and turning around one of the country's major investments. Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy? Items such as laptops, mobile or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.